Chapter 26. You can learn from ordinary things. I have taught thee in the way of wisdom. Proverbs 4, verse 11. Prudence instructed. Not too long ago, Prudence had told the boys, "If you would like to know something, you may always ask me." She really wanted to teach them something. The boys remembered this very well. Matthew had quite a few questions. Happily, he was completely healthy again, yet he still thought much about everything that had happened. One day he went to Prudence. "I would like to ask you a few things." "You may, Matthew. I told you that you could, right? What would you like to know?" "Why," he began to ask, "do most medicines have such a bitter taste?" "That certainly has its reason, Matthew," Prudence answered. "It is to show us something. Bitter pills, indeed, do not taste good. We do not like to take them. It is the same with the Word of God. People who are only busy with themselves and with the world think this Word is bitter. Also, that which the Lord works by this word, they consider to be bitter." "Oh, I understand," the boy said. "And why must you then vomit and get rid of everything?"
"You mean when you take those pills?"
"Yes." "That is to show us that the word of God also cleanses us. Your pills cleansed you from all the wrong things in your body. In the same way, the Word of God does that in our heart and mind." Matthew noticed how wise Prudence was. She was able to show that you can learn much from common things. He would like to ask her many questions. Suddenly he thought of fire and of the sun. Would Prudence know about that too? "You know, a flame always goes up while the sweet rays of the sun go down. Can you learn something from that too?" Prudence nodded, "Certainly. Just like the flame goes up, so we must bring to the Lord all that we would like to have. We must bring our requests up to heaven. And you can also learn from the sun. It sends its warm rays to the earth and does its work there. Well, that is how the Redeemer works too. Though he dwells on high, he offers his grace and love here below." The boys understood this. "And where do the clouds get their water from?" Matthew wanted to know. "From the sea, Matthew."
"And what can you learn from that?"
"We can learn that a minister must also receive everything from God to preach."
"But why do the clouds empty themselves upon earth again?"
"To show us that a minister must not keep the things which he has learned from the Lord to himself. He must preach about them and share them." Matthew wanted to know even more. Matthew could not stop asking, "And the rainbow, why does it show itself when the sun shines?"
"The rainbow tells us that God and his children belong together by the covenant of grace that is firm and sure in Christ," Prudence answered.
"And," Matthew continued to ask, "why does the water from the sea also bubble up from the earth?"
"What do you mean?"
"Well, why do these water springs come to us in this way?"
"That is to show us that grace comes to us through the body of the Lord Jesus."
"But there are also other water springs, springs that come up high in the hills."
"Yes, that is true. Why is that?"
"We can also learn something from that, Matthew.
The water resembles the spirit of grace. That spirit sometimes begins his work in his people that are great and powerful, just like the water sometimes begins in the great sea. But often the spirit also begins his work in small and poor people. Then it is just like the water from a river. Often a river also has a small beginning in the mountains. Matthew loved to learn new things. He could not stop asking questions. And a candle, why does it produce light when we light the wick? To show us that grace must kindle a fire in our heart. Without grace, you do not have the true light of life, Matthew. But why must the wick and the wax burn? Why will nothing be left when you allow the candle to burn? Well, just like the candle must give everything to be able to burn, so must we. We must serve the Lord with our entire body and soul. Yes, we must sacrifice ourselves. You may have grace in your heart, but it is necessary that that grace is well maintained. Do you understand? Matthew nodded. And have you ever seen a pelican?
A pelican?
Yes, once I have seen one. Do you know why this bird pierces her own breast with her bill? She does that to feed her young with her own blood.
Really?
Yes. And you can learn something from that too. That is how much the Lord Jesus loves his people. For Jesus saves his people from death by his own blood. Matthew had one more question. What can we learn when we hear a rooster crow? Then you must just think of Peter, Prudence answered. Just think of his sin and the sorrow he had because of it. A rooster always crows very early in the morning. This actually tells us that a new day is dawning. When you hear a rooster crow, you must think of the last day, that terrible day of judgment. Explanation. Happily, Matthew is healthy again. He was healed from the sickness of sin. But he was not finished learning. He still had many questions. It is the same in the life of God's children, especially after the Lord has saved them from their sin. They need him again. Much has happened to them, but they still need to learn more. Matthew also wanted to live closer to the Lord now. Today, the Lord still works in the same way. First, he shows us how miserable we are because of our sins. After this, he wants to deliver us from them. If it is well, then we want to live very close to him. We can only learn to know the Lord in truth from the Bible. That is God's word. And when that happens, then we begin to look at ordinary things in a different way. From that, we can sometimes learn much about the life with the Lord.